In this episode, we're going to go over how much we charge for delivery, break down the factors that go along with it, just how we use our system, and also to go into depth into more how you can build your system out to charge appropriate for delivery so you don't lose money on delivery. Make sure you stay tuned to learn more about it.
Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, where we do a little bit less than $400,000 a year. We just started about a year and a half ago, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A2B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A2B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love. All right, guys, just like Xavier said in the beginning, with this little episode, we're going to talk a little bit about what we charge for delivery. It's something that we do every day. I think Xavier has masterminded the formula on everything. So I'm going to go ahead and let him take the lead on this, since it's more his department.
So X equals Y plus E divided by T, and then you have it.
There you go. That's hopefully, the whole system. Hopefully you know a little basic math for that one. I'm just playing.
So we base off of really two different things: distance, and then the number of items there is. So just determine obviously if you're delivering something that weighs 1,000 pounds, it's gonna be cheaper than something. It's gonna be more expensive than something that weighs 1 pound. Now if that 1 pound item is going across the world, and then that 1,000 pound items are going next door, there's gonna be different costs associated with each one of those. And that's kind of how we kind of bring everything together and do it. For the most part. So we have a minimum fee. This is just a fee that we don't go underneath. So the fee kind of goes start for us is $90. We don't do delivery for less than $90. We realize that anything we do less than this, a lot of times we can easily end up losing and not make enough money to cover the delivery fee. I know a lot of people think, oh, like how do you lose money on a $90 delivery fee? Well, when you're actually paying someone a living wage, which are what we're getting our workers are getting basically each stop. They're making like $23, $24 at least just per stop. And that's them driving there, loading everything up, driving there, dropping everything off, getting off of the truck, doing whatever they got to do and getting back into it and getting ready to the next one. And then coming back again and doing the same thing. So that right there cuts off almost half of your cost. Then as gas fluctuates, you know, tremendously, and gas is kind of how the whole reason why we do gas is based on the miles is on there. It's the gas versus the miles on there. So and then the items are, we know exactly how much the items cost, and then we have a kind of like a small diagram based on the dollar amount that adds into the actual cost of the delivery. So you get the items cost and the delivery, and we do it on the scale. So things that are like 10 miles away or less have a lower per mile cost versus something that's 100 miles away, since that takes us out of our loop and stuff and usually is far away from everything, it has a higher dollar. So something at 10 miles might have $2 cost, something at 30 miles might have, you know, $3 and some change, somewhere else 130 might have $7-$8 per mile that someone has to pay. And we do it one way because we kind of split it. Technically it is split, but we just do it one way because we just double the amount, and then that's how we get the total amounts for how far away. And then our system that we built calculates how far it is away from one of our nearest warehouses, where it's going to come from. I think it changed a lot because, like, at the beginning, you know, Eddie used to be like charging. We're not even charging. It was free delivery.
We're delivering for free.
Yeah. And that idea was good. If to be honest, if we could have possibly raised our prices higher, and then we could have delivered in a very small area. So we're like, you're hitting like stuff. Kind of we do Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
If you, something like that.
Where you got like 20 in one area.
Yeah.
And it's like two chairs, one table or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we could have used the, because the whole point was that to kind of come in like an Amazon kind of way where the whole free delivery is kind of like your marketing. Yeah. So you don't use that. You don't have to acquire customers through marketing. You take the 20% you will pay for marketing, mm-hmm. and then you acquire it that way. The only problem was that delivery makes up majority of our costs. We just got it down to being in the 25% tile of our cost of service. but even like us right now, we're still breaking even on delivery. When you add the whole delivery components, the vehicles, the manager, everything, our whole delivery department is still breaking even on that part. It's good breaking even because the majority of people we see, especially around our size, are obviously not. You can't do delivery for $40 when you add the true cost stuff up of it. But that's kind of what we're breaking down. So basically, we kind of go through the distance. I can give you kind of stories on each one. So when we first used to do this 15-minute one, I think me and Eddie, so we used to be going out like everywhere. Like, I don't know if you remember, but like we used to go out to like.
I remember.
Do you remember that one order that they paid a delivery now, but before it's like out of nowhere, it's like somewhere near Fort Worth, but it's like 100 miles that way and you're going straight into the country. I think it's like 100 something miles. We used to go out there for $15.
Yep.
And there, you know what I'm talking about? It's one little farm and the person was a retired
firefighter. Windrose?
No. The one that's going towards Fort Worth. They're like, the person's a retired firefighter or something like that. Mm-hmm. He has the four wheelers on there. On the thing, he has like a small little homestead.
Oh, that guy.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You don't?
No, I don't. I just
no. But it's just like, he has like, it's his wife and stuff. I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
You went with me one time. They had the four wheelers there.
You know, I'm starting to lose my memory.
Oh, dang. But, yeah, it's like them. We used to travel out there so far. I know Eddie was like, "Damn, we're doing this for free. This is like taking 3 hours."
Like, but the scenic route.
Yeah, it's a scenic route. So that's basically like a lot of the things I've come up with has been feedback from Eddie and just our operation team. So anytime they were like, "Hey, we did this order and like it seemed like it wasn't right. Like it seemed like we spent too much time. Yeah, it seemed like we lost or we did lose or sometimes it's more obvious than others. Like if someone pays $30 and you're there for 2 hours, you probably lost.
No, for sure you lost. And I think that's one thing that I think that's good is kind of, you know, when we're out there, we kind of can see everything. And I think that's what we've been, well, at least what I do is I go out there, you know, whether purposely or, you know, just trying to help out and kind of see more or less like what's going on. Because like he said, you know, sometimes we're out there and we're like, man, this delivery fee is way too little, you know, especially, you know, there's obstacles and stuff like that. It just depends on, like, what you're dropping off. Now, if you're just dropping off a table, then, yeah, most part, nobody's going to be mad, you know, walking, you know, a certain distance or doing whatever. But, you know, when you got, like, 200 chairs and, like, 30 tables and you have to do all this crazy stuff, and that's whenever... I think that's what the next line. I think I'll probably jump additional fee.
Yeah, so additional fees. So this has been for customers who want a little more. So, like, we had this one experience. I'm going to let Eddie kind of go in depth into it. He was at the World Trade Center. Oh, at first, he thought he was at a different place.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, anyways, there goes back to me trying to help out. So I call the person because I think that our CSR team's like, hey, this person, you know, is... He's getting a little upset and all this other stuff. I was like, "Oh, let me talk to this lady. Let me go ahead and calm her down." And so, anyways, I talked to her and she's like, "Yeah, I just don't understand why you just can't do this." So here I am, like we've had rules in place, and I'm like, "Well, you know, I'm the owner, so I can break them or I make them do whatever." So anyways, I'm like, "Well, where are you at?" I said, "Oh, you're over there by Dallas Market Hall." I said, "Oh, that's easy. I can just pull right into it." I said, "No, ma'am, don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything." So I said, "Oh, great." perfect. And so I'm like, okay.
You're amazing.
You're amazing. So I'm like, I've been in the Dallas Market Hall. Like, they have a huge garage. You can just drive right into it and then usually drive to where your stuff's at and load up and you're out of there. So anyways, I'm like, hey, I'm here, but I don't see you. He's like, I'm over here. I'm like, over here? Like, so there's a little road that goes down, and the next thing you know, I'm in, like, the World Trade Center, and I've never been there before. I'm like, nah, probably not too bad. It's probably.
Yeah. This is in Dallas, too, so, like, I didn't know this either, if you guys didn't know. There's a World Trade Center in every single major city. You know, surprise, I don't know, but yeah, just want to say.
I've always seen it, but, like, I never knew what it was.
Yeah.
Until I, that day.
Yeah, because when he said that, the World Trade Center, I was like, what you doing in New York? No, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yep. So, anyways, I was over there, and so I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know, it's not gonna be any biggie. So the lady's like, hey, I'm here. You can park your vehicle here and just come with me. So I'm like, I was like, well, hopefully it's just right inside. No, this was the worst experience I've ever had in my life, as far as picking up stuff in the distance walk. I mean, like, I'm not exaggerating. I probably walked like 3 football fields just walking this place. It's like a maze, and there's like so many different levels. And oh yeah, by the way, you have to have a pass around your neck. And then luckily the lady that was with me was very persuasive to the security. I was like, oh, he accidentally left it upstairs, and we're actually going there right now. So they're like, okay. And this was like, they have like different checkpoints at every location, and like, so very high security. So anyways, I finally get to the place, and the whole time I'm in my head, I'm thinking, how much further is this place? Because I'm, and then I'm looking at the list of stuff that I'm like, man, there's no way I'm gonna be able to take multiple trips. And then I'm just thinking in my head, how am I gonna do this? Because yeah, I'm that person that, like, I don't want to make multiple trips. I want one trip and I'm done. I didn't bring a dolly or anything, because, you know, I thought this is a Dallas Market Hall. I just pull right up to it and load up the truck and I'm out of here. So anyways, so we finally get to the place, and in my head, I'm like, I look at the lady. I guess she saw this crazy look in my face, because I'm like, man, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this by myself. And so I think it was 4 cocktail tables, and it was, I think...
some chairs or something like that. It was bar stools,
but I'm trying to think. I don't want to lie and exaggerate. I know there was at least 4 bar stools.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually, there's more.
There's like 8, probably.
No, I think you're right. It was 8. So this is what I had did. This is what I did, okay? So the lady, obviously, she looked frail. She was young and everything, but she just didn't look like the type that'll want to walk with all this stuff. So, you know, I was like, let me do my best. So, you know, for any guys that, you know, you're at the grocery store and you're offloading your stuff and you want to make one trip and you have like 100 grocery bags in one arm and another 100 on the other. This is basically the same thing that I did, but instead it was 4 cocktail tables on one arm. I didn't disassemble them. So I had all of them like stacked on top of each other in one arm. Then I had the stools on the other.
Oh, see, I'm nested into each other?
Yeah. So I stacked them on top of each other. So the top on top, like, and man, people were looking at me like I was crazy. Cause like my face, I was like holding my breath and like I was walking and walking. And yeah, it was hell. And so anyways, I get to the elevator and the lady's like, all right, see you later. And so I'm tired already, winded, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like my arms wanted to give out. I feel like that they're about to fall off. I put like the stools in the elevator, and again, I'm tired, so I'm turning around and walk to go grab the cocktails loaded in. The damn elevator closes. And it goes down, and I'm like, oh, great. I'll just wait for the elevator to come back. I've been there 20 minutes waiting for this elevator to come back. It never came back. So I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I think I called Xavier upset, and I was just like, man, this is the last time. He's like, that's why we don't do it. And he's like, that's why we have a policy. That way we don't walk past this many feet and have to bring it to here. I was like, I see why now. So... yeah, all right, I learned my lesson.
Yeah, it just something like that, especially just infusing, all of different fusions come from experiences like that. Yeah. That right now, we made it really clear, and we really harped down on, like, if the customer doesn't know, like, if we do that, they want to do that, they can agree to it, but they want to get charged for it. Because, like, you have different fees. You have after hour fees. If you're doing something that's after the hours that you normally work, you charge for that. We have fees for early morning delivery, which Eddie probably said, let's worry about that another day. But like, early, why we charge for early delivery fee? Because like anything you do before 9 a.m., you should put some money and make some charge for it on there. Because to be honest, like we had one time, we had like 10 or 11 deliveries. We were up all night the night before, putting up a tent in the middle of the night to like past like probably like 3, 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then we had to wake up in the morning and we had to be someplace at 9 a.m. Like 11 different places at 9 a.m. Because our early morning delivery fee was only like 40, maybe. I think one might be 50. That's it.
Make sure you put the price enough to scare the majority, but someone like, all right, I want to pay for it.
Yeah. So the people who want it will pay for it and need it. The people who don't, really want it and just, you know, just trying to spend so much money, so they don't pay for it, kind of to prove them. So I recommend like early and late delivery fees all be over $100. It deter a lot of people from getting it who shouldn't get it. Now, if you are doing a model like we plan to do eventually, where we're going to have a second crew going out at nighttime, where they're going to be doing stuff anyway, then you can bring the prices down because you're going to get the stuff done anyway, for at least for late delivery, late pickup. But for early morning delivery, if you don't have like a whole bunch of guys and stuff like that, or a whole bunch of vehicles, then I wouldn't recommend doing that, especially if you're going to be doing stuff the night before. You'll run into some big issues on there. So, you know, I said we have after morning, we have after hours, we have late pickup, we have same day pickup fee. So if someone wants to get something picked up the same day we drop it off, we have a fee for that. And that one right there ranges for like, most of those range for like 150 to 300. That's kind of the range we've been doing. We've been coming up into a lot more operational success, I would say. So our fees may drop. We might be able to pass that savings on to the customers, specifically since we're doing, we have the drivers and stuff who can do it. And because we're doing our new 40% on our drivers where they get 40% of the delivery costs, it works out to work for them and for us. So they make a little more money and they're more willing to go do those deliveries because it's cost, they get make more money than they really originally would. But yeah, so we have, what is that? After hour, same day, early morning, late night pickup. And then we have like extended delivery. So if someone's over like 25 feet, realistically, to be honest, it's like 50 feet. We say 25, but we'll probably go up to 50 feet and have no issues. But it depends on the terrain. And yeah. then we have like stairs and stuff too.
Yeah, just like I think it was like last week, one of our drivers, or actually our delivery manager, was like, hey, the stuff that they got, like, I guess the access to their backyard is like there was hardly any kind of pathway to the backyard. I think they had bushes in the way. So we had to put cement blocks on this person's backyard, and because I think they had turf.
Yeah.
And so yeah, there was like no path at all, and I was like, yeah, "There's no way," because every house I've been to, there's a path. But sure enough, there was zero path. The person that built it thought that, you know, there's no need to access the back from the side. So they would put these bushes in the way. So, you know, yeah, the stuff like that, you know, just the cost of the labor and the frustration needs to be transferred over to the customer. And they paid for it. And the guys, you know, they made it over there with those cement blocks, but those bushes got beat up in the process.
Yeah. Yeah. But also how you pay like the employees, which we're talking about another week episode, how you pay your employees will determine how enthusiastic they are to do harder things. Yeah. We've seen a huge jump in some people, like some people literally that we probably were on the edge of like, nah, he's gone, and to literally switch the payment method, and some people cancel themselves out. Like, yeah. We had the one guy working for $8 an hour because he kept forgetting things. Slow
forgetting things.
Yeah, you can't come back to the job three times. You have to get this stuff on there. And then we have other people who I would say who have, we have multiple people who have stepped up and doing really well. We have new guys like, oh, that's what you get, and they're learning faster.
Shoot, someone make like, well, you average it out like $30 an hour.
Yeah.
I think one person did $40 an hour one day, and they're like, I love it. Can't go nowhere else and get this kind of money.
You can't. Because it's based on them. So, like, they go there and then, you know, it puts everything on them. So, if someone comes in and they want to take the time to, you know, they want to take their time, so they can do that. And we have people do that, and they're going to get paid less.
We'll talk more about that next
one. Another episode. Yeah, I'm getting way too many secrets. Yeah. No, but kind of recapping and stuff like that. Distance, We do it based off the number of items. The easy way to do that is off a dollar amount. So based off the dollar amount, take a certain percentage of the dollar amount and add it to the delivery fee. Have a fixed cost on there too, with a fixed rate. Additional fees, all the additional fees for like same day pickup, early morning delivery, exact time delivery, doing things on the lines of like late night, it's late night, after hour fees, and then extended delivery, and then stairs and elevators. We don't do anything with stairs that's more than one flight. We just don't do it because you'd be downtown Dallas and the elevator be broken, and they want you to bring it to the penthouse, and you have to walk up, you know, what is it, 80 chairs up 12 flights of stairs. Mm-mm. And like the person will quit, I guarantee on that part. Now, I'm not going to lie. If we did charge for it now, I'm pretty sure people wouldn't quit now because they'll probably make like $300 doing
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful. I'll do it. And they get a workout too.
But, you know, but before we used to do our system, paying someone about an hour, no one wants to do that for us. They don't get $18, $16, which kind of general thing. No one wants to do that on there. But the next thing that we're trying to get more into, I would say, is time. We're going to implement to our system time. We can actually calculate how far it is. Because we have some places in Dallas, like we call it like Keller. Keller from our offices is probably like only like 10 miles. But it's about an hour to get over there because you have to go through all through back roads, through basic neighborhoods and stuff to get there. And it just takes for, you know, like 10, 15 or something like that. 15 miles. But it shouldn't take that long. If you're off the highway, you can jump off and be anywhere, you know, in Dallas pretty quickly. But in Keller, there's no major highways going through. There's a million lights. Everybody and mom stays over there, it seems like. And it's really bad. So we need to start putting that into our stuff, the time it takes. Not just the cost of the gas and stuff, because it takes a lot more time to go some places that don't have major highways. And I know that's probably been a problem you see too. Because every time I do some Keller stuff, it's like, it doesn't get that well. Even from our Fort Worth location, which is right near Keller,
yeah,
it's still just far further away.
Yeah, I think the worst part is a couple of things is like, you know, like he said, they're just like a 2-lane road. So sometimes they'll do construction on one road, but it's not going to tell you that on the map. But once you get to that point, you're like, oh, and it's not going to say which way to go either or detour.
Yeah.
It's like, figure it out.
Yeah.
And there you go, 30 minutes. Pass by and you're like looking on the map and like, okay, well, if I come all the way back and come all this way, then I should be able to, and stuff like that. But
yeah. And then the trains, they have remember that big train thing they have going down the middle.
Oh yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about that too. I'm glad I'm not out there anymore.
we're working out with our cost stuff like that. But it's been pretty interesting on there. So just to give a recap and just I guess a mathematical formula for you guys to use. Whatever your minimum delivery is, I would take 20% of that and put it as your items cost. So like that, like how many items you have. So like, let's say if your minimum delivery is $60, you want at least $12 of that to be, for each, $100 of items you're delivering. So if you deliver $1,000 of stuff, they should pay $100 or something extra on top of what they're doing. And you do about 10%, 12%, you can play around with it and stuff like that. If you want like more details into how we do this, you can reach out to me and Eddie through the links in the show notes and everything like that, and also check out the links out to really figure it out. There are some systems that allow you to do this. The rental platform we do allow you to actually do some of this too as well. There's not none that really lets you do time yet, but we're building that into our system. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have something to show you guys for that so you guys can try to replicate it if you're doing it on your own on there. But other than that, I want to say thank you guys for listening. Make sure you check out the show notes. And also review this podcast. We need some more 5-star reviews. I think that allows us to get to more people.
And make more money.
And also help more people like you guys. So I want to say thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you in the next one.
See you.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And also, I think somewhere on here you can leave messages. You know, hit that up too as well. And subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.